Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, and welcome back to the Tone and Sculpt podcast. It's your girl Chrissy Chella, and on today's podcast I have the most special guest. He is so nervous to be on this podcast. If you guys have been following me on YouTube, on Instagram, any platform, you will know he is one of the most important people in my life. It is my fiance, Jack Villamore.
Hey.
He's really nervous, you know. If you guys follow me, you will know that Jack is really just low key. He doesn't make any appearances, and that's not because I don't want him to. That's because it's his personal preference, and he just likes to keep his life incredibly private and focus on the Tone and Sculpt app, which is predominantly what Jack does. But I thought it would be really personable and really nice for you to get to know who he is and get to know our relationship behind closed doors. Ooh! So I'm gonna ask him anything I want. you nervous?
Yes.
Oh, does it have to be nervous? What? He's so funny. He's looking at me like I don't want to be asked any awkward questions. So I'm gonna ask you something super simple. Do you love me? No, I'm joking.
Debatable.
Okay. So I know one of the questions people always ask me is, what is it like to essentially be an Instagram hubby?
It's a very strange position to be in. It's a very different lifestyle. Everything just changes your perspective on what is capable in the online world. Changes drastically, really. From going just Chrissy to ask me to record her in the gym, and then the following just grew and grew and grew, and then you start to realize that there was a purpose to the recording, and then there is obviously a lot of perks to being an influencer. But the main thing is that you're able to help so many people from a relatively low-key perspective. You can reach thousands of women from your own home.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing about it.
Did it feel weird when we... Like, I remember when I started telling you, can you just record me at the gym? Like, and you used to be like, oh, really?
It was annoying only because it would be after a workout.
And then he'd be shaking. And I'd the videos be shaky, would be shit.
And then we'd argue, and then... It would take... But it is what it is. You just have to do it.
So why is it you feel so nervous to be on my social platform? Because I know you do, and look, like, you have to tell people, and I know that you're grinning at me now because you don't want to answer it, but I don't care, I'm going to ask you awkward questions.
I just prefer to keep most stuff private. I think the thing with being an influencer is that one of the biggest engagements you'll get is allowing people into your personal life. And that's something else, obviously, Chrissy's seen a success with, but that's not really my forte. I'm much more low-key, keep myself to myself, and let everyone else do their thing around me.
Yeah, but people want to know who you are.
People can know a snippet. I don't think everyone should know everything.
Yeah, it's true. And I think that, you know, like, a lot of people on online share their whole entire life, And that is amazing. And I love watching families online. I think it's really endearing. But at the same time, I think that, you know, when I first met you, you were really, really shy. You was an incredibly shy person. I remember, like, on our first date, you barely spoke two words. I couldn't shut up. It's taken some time for your personality to shine through. But when people get to know you, you are just so incredible. Just so I let you know. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
But how about me? When you first met me, were you like, oh my gosh, she doesn't shut up?
At first, yes. You do talk quite a lot.
Oh my God, you're so rude.
But we're polar opposites. We're very opposite people. But that's probably why we get on quite well and work quite well together. Because... Mm. We balance each other out instead of being the same. If we was both the same, we'd either be a very quiet couple or a very loud couple.
We literally are. Like, it's so funny. I will scream and shout. I'll be like, why the F has this not been put away? And he's like, why are you shouting? You're actually crazy. And then vice versa. You sometimes I have to think like, oh my God, what's he thinking? I don't know what he's thinking. And I don't like not knowing what you're thinking. Because you're so quiet. I'm like...
I keep my thoughts to myself. Everything is to myself. And then I'll share those bits with it if I want people to know about it. But apart from that, I'm to myself.
And what about fitness? Does fitness help you, like, kind of escape the thoughts you have and, like, the work that you do? Because I don't think people know much about what you do for Tone and Sculpt. Like, they just assume you kind of just have your own thing going on. But people don't really know that you are, like... the founder, and you've essentially created this app for the way it is. So do you want to tell people a little bit more about fitness and kind of like what you do for Tone and Sculpt as well?
Fitness for me is right now it's a hobby, and it's something that I enjoy to do. There's not much I used to enjoy in the terms of wanting to get bigger and wanting to do that kind of the normal stuff. But right now, it's much more just an enjoyment to go to the gym, feel good, eat kind of what I want to eat, not necessarily like strict dieting and macros is what I used to do. Right now, it's just about enjoying that side of it and as a stress relief, as opposed to Tone and Sculpt being very stressful, especially lately, with a lot going on with the app and a lot coming new to the app. Mm-hmm. The app has grown a lot quicker than we kind of anticipated, which has affected the fitness. But at the same time,
what do you mean by that?
Well, you can't do at the same time. You can't always do both. You can't do excel everything at the same time.
Yeah.
So certain things have to take a sacrifice. And in my case, it was fitness because that's what I predominantly used to do. So now Tone and Sculpt being so much more demanding in the way you have to look after an app, then the fitness has had to be put aside. But I'm okay with that.
And do you feel like... Because it's funny you say that, because a lot of people can relate to that. Because say if you're a student and your focus is to excel at your exams and your focus is to pass your exams, and even if you're like working a 9-to-5 job and you have a big presentation coming up, something like your health and fitness could be pushed aside. But this is why we promote. Like, it's not about counting macros and it's not about having a chiseled six pack all year round. It's about making fitness fit to your lifestyle and making it sustainable. And that's exactly what Jack's doing now. Like, I feel like when I first met you, you were so addicted to the gym and the way you looked, and you had to be a certain way. As opposed to now, you're kind of more content with going to the gym, using it as your stress relief and getting away from work, and then feeling good after you finish your session.
Yeah, it's just about, there's always time to train. There's not many scenarios where you're not going to find the time, even if it's just a 15-minute workout or something from home or whatever you can do, even if it's going for a quick jog, walking up and down the stairs, whatever it may be. But there's always time to do something you enjoy. It doesn't have to be going to the gym.
Yeah.
But there's always time to have that time to yourself. And that's the most important thing, regardless of your job, exams, whatever your situation is.
And do you hate it when people say, I don't have time?
It's just the frustration of you do have the time. You just need to be better at prioritizing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain days, yeah, fine, you won't go, you know, if there's an emergency or there's something unplanned happened, that sort of stuff, you're going to have to take on the chin and just make up for it. But apart from that, you do have the time, just go to bed a little bit later, wake up a little bit earlier, or just find the time, because there is, it is there.
So then what do you think, like, what do you think makes Tonerscope different? Because there are so many fitness apps out there. So now that you have essentially your own app with me and we're creating this thing together and we're building this thing together, what makes us different?
I think I can't say for every single app, but we're such a low-key app in terms of like the resources, not many people behind it. And the reason for that is that everyone behind it does care for each person that's using the app. So if a person has a problem or they want to talk about a personal issue that only relates to them, then as like we had with the PDFs before, everyone gets a response within 24 hours on the emails. We're looking to, right now, that's probably down to like 3-4 hours, but we've been trying to bring in new features to the app to make communication so much quicker, because you're doing the journey by yourself, but there's ways that extra support can help. And if you can have that easy on your phone, then that's what we're going to try and do.
Yeah. And I think for us is, I don't think I agree with you when you say they're doing this journey on their own. Because if you look at the community, I don't feel like you ever feel alone.
No, you're doing it. That's what I'm saying. The community is there. The support is there. But when you're in that zone and you're in that gym or you're working out from home, you always feel like you're doing it like for yourself. That's the whole point of it. You're doing it for you. So there is an element to it where you are by yourself in that regards, but the support is there, and that's why we do care so much, and that's why we offer it so easily and accessible.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when we came to the agreement to change from PDF to an app, I don't have to put it to you guys without sounding like negative, but we were really shocked in how difficult the app world is and how technical it is and how many mistakes you're gonna make and how many bugs you have to fix. And I didn't know, me and you both didn't know anything to do with development apps, even anything to do with digital marketing. It's taken us like 8 months to understand everything about our business, to the nitty-gritty, to the big things. We just need to know everything. And like, for example, I read every single day and Jack reads all the time, new things, researches new things. And it's like, your job, Jack, isn't a simple 9-to-5. You wake up, the first thing you do is check your phone for emails regarding the app. Then you get to work, you're working on the app. You come home. I mean, yesterday you didn't finish work until 1:30 a.m. in the morning. So can it be a bit draining sometimes?
It is draining, but if you care about something, it's quite easy just to crack on with it, really.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing if you're studying, if you're working, or you've got deadlines to meet. If you've got if you care about it and what you're doing, then it really doesn't matter about sleep and all that stuff. Obviously, take care of yourself, but
yeah,
get 6 hours sleep in and then just crack on with the rest of the day, because you just got to attack it, and that's it.
Is this something? I feel like you've found like a really big passion.
It's just helping people. It's something I've always liked to do anyway. But with Chrissy's reach, you're able just to help as many people as humanly possible. So there's always, I'm just always looking for ways to make that easier and better, and then making it easier for people with more complicated issues to be part of this community. So that's what we're looking into next.
What were you looking into next?
People with eating disorders, like talking to people who are really suffering with certain mental health issues, and they do really feel alone. Even though they see a community and be a part of a community, they can't relate to everyone else the way that most people can relate to. So they are very important people, and we're all one person at the end of the day. So we need to help everyone.
Oh, that's nice. That was cute.
Yes.
But he does really, really care. And when we had the Tonerscope event, it was really like endearing to see him talk to majority of the girls that were there and give them insight of what he does. And I just thought you guys deserve to kind of know what he does, because like I said, he's not very present on my social media, and that is totally because I just want to respect his privacy and want to respect his view on social media. I mean, he recently got Instagram, but I'm not gonna lie, I run it. Like, he doesn't even run his own Instagram account. And sometimes I'm like, Jack, can you at least reply to the comments so I don't look like I'm replying to myself? He's like, fine, okay, I'll reply to some comments. But yeah, he's the kind of guy that, you know, all you see is his head down on his laptop, working. And, you know, I kind of wouldn't have it any other way. If he doesn't want to be on social media, then cool, he doesn't want to be on social media. If he doesn't want to talk as much, cool, he doesn't want to talk as much. I've been with you for nearly now 5 years, and I wouldn't change a thing about you, even though I know you would change so many things about me.
No one ever needs to change. They can just change their perception on something, and they'll still react the way that they feel at that time.
So do you still want to marry me after, like, driving you crazy all year?
Yes.
Oh my god, you're so mean.
We just need to book it.
Where do you want to get married?
We'll get someone to book it.
Where do you want to get married?
Somewhere private and small, like Italy or something.
How many people do you want?
30 people.
30 people?
My family's small and you can bring your family.
Jack, my family's massive.
Yeah, but not everyone.
You tell my mum not to bring everyone.
Yeah. But we just want a small wedding.
That's yeah, we want a small wedding.
Not a massive one.
And we keep delaying it.
Yes.
And we really need to knuckle down.
Yes.
Because I swear we were going to elope in Vegas.
When we go to Vegas.
We was in LA and Jack was like, should we just go get married now?
I wouldn't mind. I'm real small, low-key weddings. Bit of fun.
A bit of fun with me. Is there anything else you want to say to our viewers?
Well, how do you think the series went?
What, for Tone and Sculpt?
Yeah.
I don't know, you know. I think we did pretty well for our first series.
Well.
What do you think? Have you listened to any of them?
I've listened to some. Not all of them.
Oh my god, you're so crap at supporting me.
I'm the best at supporting you.
All right, Jack. Well, thank you so much for being in this podcast. I know it was difficult for you, but I'm really proud of you for being on here.
Okay. And thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.